The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A couple of the clips from Joe Shane with the media on Tuesday. One acknowledging he has not been perfect as a GM.
I did make some mistakes or some decisions I'd wish I'd have back. But, you know, I like the direction we're going. I like my team. I like my strategy. You know, the groups that help me in research and strategy, my scouting department. We've got a good coaching staff. And I truly believe we're heading in the right direction.
Here he was asked about the roster for this current season.
You look down at this personnel and say, this team is not good enough. I didn't put a good enough, you know, I didn't give the coaches enough.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, Paul.
And that's Paul Schwartz that asked the question. Here he was, his thoughts of his head coach, Brian Daboll.
We're 2-8. So, again, we're going to look at solutions. He's coming in every day. He's working hard. The team is staying together. We had a really good practice today on a bye week, which is the first time we've done that in his 3 years here. And, you know, again, he's done a really good job of the guys are competing, you know, keeping the locker room together.
They just don't win.
I look, it really comes down to one position. It's not that they would be, you know, steamrolling everybody. It's not like, you know, if you put Patrick Mahomes on the team, it would be a completely different outcome. If you put Joe Burrow on this team, Josh Allen on this team, completely different. And unfortunately, it comes back to the most important position, the highest paid position in the sport. And you either got to have that guy that's going to make a difference or you don't. And right now, the Giants, unfortunately, and they probably have known this, don't have that guy. And it's unfortunate for Daniel, but it's the realities of the league.
And here he was, just 5 seconds on how he's handling the quarterback position, and pretty much like you said, not saying anything yet.
Yeah, we're going to evaluate everything the rest of the week, and the decisions we make will be football decisions.
And then he was asked about...
if I'm watching the tape, then that guy's not playing. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
I mean, the inaccuracies, the overthrows, the misses, the inability to let it go. You know, I know... He got sacked on the flea flicker. I know it. But he's got to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to get the ball, and he's got to throw it.
Yep.
You can't hold on to it. You can't hesitate. You can't wait. And it looks like it happens fast. It does. But that's the thing. You know, these decisions that these quarterbacks make, processing, you hear the word processing all the time. It's got to be now. It's got to be anticipatory. It's exactly, if you watch Tua Tagovailoa, I swear to God, there's not a quarterback in the league that is more anticipatory than he is. He just gets the ball out of his hands. It's accurate. And as Brian Daboll did tell us when we were over there this summer about Tua, he goes, I've never seen a guy that really could see the field and make a decision that quick out of all the quarterbacks that he's been around. And that includes Josh Allen, by the way.
And we played that clip Monday where Caleb Williams said, I am not seeing the field and processing.
It's just like Dan, when Sam Darnold was the quarterback of the Jets, who were playing the Patriots on a Monday night game or a Thursday night game or something. He goes, I'm seeing ghosts. And I totally understand that, you know, that way of describing it, because sometimes young quarterbacks, can't believe what they're seeing, or they see a mirage. Sometimes they think there's like 13 or 14 guys out on the field for the defense.
You know what he's seeing now? Playoffs. By the way, there's Hard Knocks in season with the Dolphins last year. To your point, they had a camera, a GoPro on Tua's head, and they showed some of that footage during the show.
That's pretty cool.
And there were, it was incredible because he would throw the ball and you'd see the ball going to like a place that didn't have a receiver, and all of a sudden, bang, the guy would show up there.
Exactly.
It was amazing to watch.
And he probably throws the most catchable ball out of all the quarterbacks in the league. Like, that ball just like melts in the hands of the wide receivers. He doesn't have to rip it because he's anticipating and he's throwing to a spot and letting the receiver get there. I don't know. He's probably the best in regards to that part of the game.
All right. Other things from around the league. We got a few things. Dak Prescott is having surgery to repair the torn hamstring, so his season's over. Jerry Jones was on the Fan in Dallas yesterday. A couple of things from this. Number one, defending Micah Parsons for the comments he had post-game Sunday.
It was not meant, no matter how it sounded, it was not meant as a critique of the coaches or the coach. It was meant as a concern for the veteran players such as Zach Martin that might not have that much more in their career left.
Not a lot of time left for
some. Yeah, a lot of ex-players had a lot of fun with Micah Parsons.
Yes, yeah, so a lot of current players, too.
Yeah, current players, too, yeah, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, it's about the veteran players as opposed to the head coach who's on the team and trying to run the team. This world, this podcasting world, and having opinions and all that other stuff while you're still playing, it's ridiculous. So, by the way, my advice to Sauce Gardner, just put the goddamn phone down.
You know, and he did, which is crazy.
Yeah, but just put it down.
He did.
Like, you know, the last 2 years, everybody's talking about how you're the best player at your position.
Yeah.
So that's been 2 years of adulation and how great you are.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you have a couple bad games, you miss some tackles, people go after you, and now you want to start fighting people?
Yeah, but which was, the last tweet he had before the ones where he's going after Sunini and everybody else was, I got to get off of this app, everybody's too negative. He was defending Breece Hall. He's like, this is not good for anybody.
Stop defending. Just play ball, man.
And then he put it down, and for like months, it was like a month. And then, of course, he has to go right back in with the same stuff. Like,
I wish he would just put it down
and
this offseason work on his golf game.
I think they're all. I saw one of the. I forget who it was. One of these current players today said everyone's on their phone at halftime. Like, everybody goes into the locker room and they're on their phone at halftime.
I would be like, I think if I were a coach, I'd want to be like a school teacher. And I'd say, hey, guys, can we put the phones in the caddies until after the game?
Yeah.
And can we focus in on, and I know this is impossible because this is 63-year-old boomer talking about 21-year-old and 22-year-old millionaires that want to do whatever they want to do, but they don't realize that what it takes, and I'm sure that there are teams out there like Kansas City Chiefs that are doing the same thing, yet they're undefeated. So they can sit there and say, look, it doesn't really affect us. I think it affects everybody, and I think it has an adverse effect on everybody.
Do you think that there are players that go into halftime and then like go on Tinder to see if there's any single women in the stands that are in their area?
I wouldn't doubt it. Who knows what's going on? I mean, I
just feel like as soon as this game's over, it's on.
I just wish that somehow, some way, you know, a coach could just say, put the phones away for the entire day. We're going to focus in on football, and we're not going to focus in on what, you know, our family members are texting us, our former teammates are texting us, our former coaches are texting us, our people are posting on our, X or sending us DMs. You know, it's crap. Just, can you give me 4 hours in a day where you don't have to do that?
Would be nice.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.